Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Road Show, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always be part of the solution. And the way you do that is get informed. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. As I told you, we've got Barack Lewinton joining me a little bit here. And Barack has written several books, but one of them was The Rise of the Sex Bots. And you know, somebody made a comment in the last hour, which is so true. I mean, you think about what's going on and how we've been desensitized to this. As the years go on, it gets worse and worse. But why would we need sex bots to begin with? Right? Doesn't make any sense to me. And I guess you don't want that personal touch. I guess you don't want to have any kind of emotion in the situation at all, right? So, look, it's the only thing I can think of. Again, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, the only way you get past all of this is we stop all that over-sexualization of our young kids. We stop all that crap, and you start teaching what real love is about. How to really wait, and it's not just a matter of waiting for sex. How about it's simply a matter of waiting to find the right person, so you have a long time relationship with somebody. Unless you have no intention of ever having like a term, maybe that's not it. Maybe that's not something you want to do. I don't know. I'm not going to guess at what your life is all about, what your relationship is all about. That would be stupid. So, you know, again, when he comes on, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about, you know, his research in it. Well, some of the more current things going on as well, don't, of course. But why are they becoming more and more popular? What the heck is going on here, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. All right, this is a good one, too. The school district apologized after a pastor asked God to bless the teachers. That's terrible. See, we can't even take some of these comments, take some of these things for what they're actually worth. For some reason, that's a bad thing. So, you know, an Illinois school district is just tripping over itself, apologizing, after a minister asked God to bless the faculty and staff during a special ceremony commemorating the launch of the semester. Well, why ask him to come? What do you think he was going to do? Hail Satan? I mean, seriously. On Monday, the Evanston-Skokie School District, they held a first-day convocation that included a prayer delivered by a local Baptist minister. Now, according to the local newspaper, things went sideways. How? Gracious and loving God, we come now at the dawn of another academic year in District 65. We're grateful for the gathering together, for the staff who are present, as well as those who are not able to attend. He went on to say the invocation, we ask now that you look down upon every single employee of the district. We pray that you bless all support staff in every school. Bless every maintenance worker. Bless every teacher's aide and assistant. Bless every teacher and faculty member. Bless every assistant principal and principal. Bless all District 65 administrative assistants. I mean, this sounds like a terrible prayer. How about a mean man? The newspaper reported that some teachers and staff took offense at the religious nature of the Christian minister's prayer. Excuse me, Christian minister? I mean, you guys don't have a reputation for not being religious or not being God-centered. And why would somebody believe that a Christian minister would show up and he wouldn't have a religious prayer? Now, the following day, superintendent wrote a letter apologizing to anyone who might have been triggered. Anybody who's triggered by a prayer like that shouldn't be in front of teachers. Shouldn't be in front of kids. You don't believe in God? Not a big deal. If you know what the man's heart is like, all he was trying to do was make sure that you're safe in the belief system that he has. Why don't you take it for what it's worth? Why don't you take the gesture, if you don't believe in God, for what it's worth? Right? This superintendent actually asked God to watch over the school district, and that was a bad thing. I mean, made an apology because the pastor asked God to watch over the school district. Right, and he's going to say, people, when there's a shooting, a mass shooting in a school like this, this is the same people who go, where's your God now? Why didn't God protect these kids? Well, you don't want him here. You know what I'm talking about? You don't want him here? You want nothing to do with him until you can blame him. I've always found that amusing. You don't spin around and talk about mental health in these cases. No, we can't talk about any of that. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Brock Lurie joins me after the break. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really what you need to do. If you're not part of the solution, as I, you know, I say it a million times, you know, you guys are bored, you're tired of hearing it, I get it, I would be too. But frankly, if you're not paying attention, if you're not doing what you need to be doing, what good, I hate to say it this way, what good are you? In all sincerity, you've got to have the information, otherwise it just doesn't work. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562, we'll get We'll get Barack on a little bit here. Now, right this second. Sorry about that. The, what's the word? Oh, the teacher who apologized. I mean, the school district apologized after the pastor asked God to bless the teachers. Just ridiculous. The man is given, you know, I won't say he's pouring out his heart. I don't want to say that. But the man basically said, look, I want the God that I believe in to bless you, to protect you, to watch over you. Why is that? Why is that such a bad thing? No, I don't understand. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, again. What are we doing when you talk about relationships? And that's what the caller earlier was talking about, relationships. When you talk about relationships, what are we teaching our kids today? What are we teaching them about relationships? We need to look at all these sexual things going on with our young people. They don't know what you want. They don't know what it's all about. They think it's just natural and normal. I mean, if you think about, you know, casual sex today, not a big deal, right? And yet, some of the articles that I read about the chemical, and I'm not talking about the other stuff, the chemical information we talk about, the chemistry, chemicals, whatever, that take place in both bodies, they go, you know, it's more than just a physical act of nothingness. So start talking to your kids. Start working with your kids about this stuff. It's ridiculous that we can't even talk to our kids about it. Matter of fact, I love it that parents, you're kind of embarrassed to talk about sex with your kids. You're kind of embarrassed to talk about money. You'll make jokes about this stuff, but that's about it. You need to talk to them for real. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, you know the story everybody's talking about. Hunter Biden. Zuckerberg apparently admitted that the FBI told them, or ordered them, not to, I don't know, push, boost, maybe even squelch the story about Hunter Biden's laptop, right? They wanted any information, anything going out there, they wanted it suppressed. But what I said is growing evidence that the FBI ordered a crackdown of any investigation of any coverage. Now, CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the FBI approached Facebook warning the platform about Russia propaganda ahead of the bombshell laptop story. Now, Zuckerberg dropped that bombshell news during an interview on the Joe Rogan Experience. I'm surprised he even got him on there. Really. Zuckerberg was asked about Facebook's suppression of the New York Post reporting that the exposed shady foreign business dealings of his son and candidate Joe Biden. The laptop was also filled with videos and photographs that were sexual in nature, and others that portrayed the president's son doing drugs. They didn't portray. They showed him doing drugs. Basically, the background here is the FBI. He went on to say, Zuckerberg went on to say, I think basically came to us. Some folks on our team and were like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. We thought that there was a Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that similar to that. So that be built up. Now I'm quoting what he's saying about the FBI. Twitter completely banned users from sharing the New York Post story. Zuckerberg said Facebook users were still allowed to share the Post reported on Hunter Biden laptop, even as their third-party fact-checker program was looking into whether it was misinformation but acknowledged that the ranking in the news feed was a lot less. Fewer people saw it than otherwise should have, for all intents and purposes. Rogan had the presence of mind to say, what percentage do you think that is? I don't really believe that Zuckerberg even knows. Right? Well, he said, I don't know. But, you know, I'm sure he was in the middle of it, didn't know what to do. He said, I don't know off the top of my head, but it's meaningful. Zuckerberg responded that we were sort of a black and white about it as Twitter. We just kind of thought, hey, look, if the FBI, which I still view as a legitimate institution, good for him, it's a very professional law enforcement, they come to us and tell us that we need to be on guard about something, then I want to take them seriously. I don't want to blow them off. I get what he's saying. Now, meanwhile, the FBI whistleblower told Republican lawmakers that they were given strict instructions not to pursue any investigations surrounding the laptop. I wonder why that is. Oh, because it's election year? These new allegations provide even more evidence of FBI corruption. We do calls for you. You know, when you hear these stories, it's not being heard. I mean, look, you're hearing it from Zuckerberg. Not, definitely not a right-wing lunatic, right? Really? Now the government, here you have a government agency intimidating Twitter, Facebook, and God knows who else. Now, if you think about it, is that really the kind of thing we want? Is that what we were founded on? Is that what our founding fathers wanted this country to be? Is that what you want this country to be? How about that? Because that ain't what I want to be part of. Anyway, let's see if we can get Brock Lurie on the phone. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We're coming up with the Joe Messina Show.
Experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge says he will release a redacted affidavit in regards to a search that was conducted at former President Trump's home. The decision came after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. Despite his decision, the judge said the government has proved parts of the affidavit should be kept under wraps. The feud between Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott and New York City Mayor Eric Adams continues. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott wants Adams to visit the Mexican border. He says it would help Adams understand illegal immigration is in a dire situation.
If all Americans saw what we see every single day, they would be trying to put pressure on the president like we have been doing to change the president's policies.
The Republican governor continuing to bus illegal immigrants to the Big Apple. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, be part of the solution. I mean, seriously, be part of the solution. It's the best. It is the best way. It is the best ammunition you have when you have the information to push back and not throw it in your face. But push back on them when they come up with some of this crazy stuff. Right? It's really that simple. The, you know, Tim Scott. You all know Senator Tim Scott. He says, you know, conservative minorities are facing bigotry from the left right there in Congress. And it's true. You hear it happen all the time. You know what's going on. He told Newsmax that the most interesting and provocative nature of race today is the bigotry that comes from the left, particularly towards conservative minorities. Now, this is nothing new. I mean, the conservative minorities get beat up on a regular basis. Let's be honest about it. Scott joined The Record with Greta Van Susten on Thursday. He discussed his new book, America, a Redemption Story. He detailed his life journey from growing up impoverished and without a father in the home to becoming a U.S. senator. You know, again, it's not just the minorities. They can't stand it when they have somebody like him that have come out of poverty, come out of a situation that they say, hey, that's impossible. You can't get out of that. You need our help. Right? Come on. You know I'm right. So he goes on to say, you know, yeah, he is their worst nightmare. Right? He goes on to say, it doesn't matter whether you're a Hispanic, a woman, an African American. The truth is, what the national media wants today is to make a caricature of people. And you have to stay in your home, in your own lane, out of their way, and it's the only way you avoid criticism. And there's plenty of backlash that comes when you're a guy like me and you make it. You're punished for doing well. We've heard that from Sonia. We've heard that from Zoe. South Carolina lawmaker pointed out how under then Donald Trump, historically, black colleges flourished. And the unemployment rate for minorities reached an all-time low. So why is it that the folks in the progressive community forget the fact that it was the Republican Party with majorities in the House and Senate and White House that lowered unemployment rates at the lowest rate ever for African Americans, Hispanics, and Asians? A 70-year low for women. A 50-year low for overall population. You'll never hear that. You'll never even hear them agree to those numbers. He goes on to say, why is it that the left refuses to recognize the amazing progress, and he's serious, the amazing process brought to you by the Great Opportunity Party? But they find such disdain, they're disgusted for those of us who refuse to fall in line with their marching orders. Scott went on to say that a run-in with Trump regarding his controversial comments in the wake of the Charlottesville, Virginia riots in 2017 would say that they turned the disagreement into a joint action to create tax opportunity zones for disadvantaged areas. I mean, that was terrible, wasn't it? He didn't change his position. I don't think I didn't change mine, he said. I know for sure. But what we did agree on was looking for a way to work together to help those who may have been offended. And that's what it's all about, right? You hit those snags, you hit those walls. And then you have to try to decide. Well, really, you have to try to decide how you're going to work through it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Judge Napolitano said, I was talking about, I know it's kind of here. Judge Napolitano, he was talking about this debt forgiveness of Biden's. He says it's illegal, unconstitutional. And again, it's not really forgiveness, right? It's forgiven to the student, but then we're punished with it. We're penalized. Now, President Joe Biden knows he has no authority to forgive student loan debt. You know, it's a power endowed to Congress and the Constitution, but he's apparently willing to break the law to do it. This is where the Republicans need to be all over this in a heartbeat. Right? They should have been slapping this to the courthouse before the ink was dry on that piece of paper. So he goes on to say that, no, it's not legal, it's not constitutional. I'm not a big fan of the Politons to begin with. I don't think he really gets it right all the time. But think this through. He said Nancy Pelosi herself, even a stopped clock is twice, he said. Pelosi herself said a year ago at the press conference in the Capitol that only Congress can do this. The president can't do this. Now, the president can delay obligations. He can put a freeze on them like he did. He can put a freeze on the payments. He can put a freeze on the due dates. But he can't wipe them clean. He just can't do it. The power of the purse lies solely with Congress. That's constitutional. You can't change that. You can't misunderstand it. You can't tweak it around. He said, look, the banks have loaned this money. The government has backed up the loans. Is the government going to say to the receiver of the loans, forget about that $10,000 or $20,000. The government still has to pay that money to the banks anyway. That money can't be spent without an express authorization by Congress. He's right. Look, it doesn't say, you know, Joe, again, there are certain temporary measures Joe can take, but he can't override a law. Joe Biden was, what, in the Senate for 37 years? He knows this. He's not stupid. He may be not on the planet anymore, but he's not stupid. You know, the votes in the midterm election mean more to Biden than following the law. We know this. That's what they're doing. They're doing what Newsom did. They're buying votes. That's all they're doing. In more ways than one. Now, this is nothing but a giveaway to the young people. It's intended to draw votes in. They'll come up and vote, and I go, oh, maybe he'll wipe out the rest of my loan. Republicans retake the majority of Congress. They could pass legislation to unwind Biden's student loan debt forgiveness, but Biden would still have veto power. So they can do whatever they want to do, but they have to do it. Constitution, well, it's quite specific. Right? If you actually pick it up and read it, only Congress can spend money, Napolitano added. Now, Congress has given slush funds to the president, not just this president, but all. Right? There's no slush fund here. There's nothing here for him to work with. He can't spend a nickel of federal dollars. He can't force the Treasury to write a check to pick up the tab for all these kids that overextended their loans for education. It's unconstitutional. He can't spend a nickel on federal dollars to pay back the forgiven parts of those loans without legislation from Congress. And Congress isn't going to do it, or they would have done it by now. This is what I keep saying about these people. Remember, they had total control for the longest time under Barack Obama. They could have jammed a whole bunch of stuff through gun control, all that stuff that they say they want to take care of it and blaming the Republicans for. They had all that time to do it. Did nothing with it. Absolutely nothing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, get involved, get engaged. People are the solution. Head up to the website, joemessina.com. joemessina.com. And you know what? You can watch that listed live, take the poll there. Lots going on the website. You know, you got to get engaged. Find out what's going on in your local area. Find out what's going on with, your school board, water board, city council races. It is the best way for you to get involved. It's the best way for you to make a difference. Jump to your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. We'll go for it.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Show me to your host. Oh, it's a pleasure. It's the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get informed. Look, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You can... So much going on there. And there's so much. Michael Lindell's willing to bust his hump to help us out. Right? I mean, no, seriously. He's gone out of his way to help conservative commentators raise a few bucks. And give you the break that you need. Look, you're all buying pillows, you're all buying sheets, pillowcases, and so on. I think we've got the sheets, the towels, the pillows, the pillowcases. And I'm not one of me, you know, I'm not a big foo-foo kind of guy, but I can't believe how good the sheets are. Seriously. But anyway, check it out. People tell me stuff is too expensive. It's not too expensive. He's doing all kinds of, you know, breaks for you. If you use promo code Joe, J-O-E, promo code Joe, on your way out, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% depending on the product. And in some cases, it's 2-for-1. So why not take advantage of that? Why not take advantage of somebody who's helping other conservative groups? Nope. Another poll. Oh, God. You know, I'm not a big poll guy. And the only reason is it depends on the question was asked, who was asked to, that kind of stuff. But apparently, a recent Rasmussen poll, and they're pretty accurate. Asked the majority of voters in America what they thought about the DOJ and whether the Department of Justice has become overly politicized. Now, the poll released on Thursday says that 41% strongly agree the Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of polarization. 16% somewhat agree. 11% somewhat disagree. 24% strongly disagree. And 8% have no clue. They're smoking too much dope or something. Survey also asked voters across the country about the DOJ's investigation into former President Donald Trump over his alleged mishandling of government documentation. 44% said that they strongly approve of the investigation. 10 said somewhat approve. 9 somewhat disapprove. 32% strongly disapprove. 4 have no clue. They don't want to think about it. The poll also found that most voters think that the ongoing investigation in Trump is likely politically motivated. Right, 46% said that they're very likely that the investigation is politically motivated. 14 said somewhat likely. That's over half now. Right? 17, not very. 19, not at all. So I don't know what these people are paying attention to. Right? And with all that, think about it. Sometimes you have to tie these polls together, right? Make sure that they all make sense. You have to tie these polls together, right? So the poll shows that the trust in the FBI DOJ plummeted after the raid. Not a little bit, but a lot. Following the FBI's raid on former President Donald Trump's Palm Beach home, another poll was done. And according to the survey, when asked for their opinion on the Department of Justice at the FBI, 47% 47% of the respondents, they said they're too political, too corrupt, not to be trusted. 47%. And when you break it down by political party, I'm sure there'll be no surprise. Right? No, none. Right? We're broken down by political party affiliation, 68% of Republicans, almost half of the people reporting no party affiliation said the DOJ and FBI are too political. Think about that. Now, among Democrats, 73% said that the FBI and the DOJ are to be respected for their pursuit of justice and law and order. Now, I'd love to know, if somebody could find the number, what that number was way back, right, when the FBI was investigating Hillary Clinton. Come on, give that some thought. I mean, I'd like to find out. I'd love to find out what those numbers were, because I guarantee you they were flipped. When asked if the DOJ investigation into Trump is to prevent him from running for president again, the overall response really split. Nearly half agreed that the raid was carried out to stop Trump. Half disagreed. 3% were on drugs. I mean, come on. Now, while 71% of the Republican participants agreed that the DOJ was trying to prevent Trump from running again, 77% of Democrats said they didn't think that was the case. You see the pattern here? And this is exactly what the Founding Fathers were afraid of, that we would become more polarized based on our political parties than we would be on the country, what was good for the country as a whole. And they were right. Those old, white, miserable slave owners were right. Seriously. Among those who did not identify with either major political party, half believe that the DOJ is trying to keep Trump off the ballot. You know, it was an investigation, while 47% don't think so at all. The poll found that the nation is evenly divided over whether or not the FBI, DOJ are telling the truth. You know, the bottom line is this. Take the parties out of it for a second. look at the differences of how they've handled things. When it comes to Eric Holder, for instance. Right, when it comes to Eric Holder, here was a man that was found in contempt of court, wouldn't give the papers they wanted, wouldn't testify. He's still walking the streets. He wasn't picked up. They didn't send somebody to his house to get him. This is what they're doing. Right, this is exactly what they're doing. They want to make sure that you're petrified. And they want you to see what's happening. And when you see what they do, again, if you're not a Democrat, you're not on their side, you're not towing the line, then you'll end up in shackles. It's just amazing. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you can almost get away with murder. Totally ridiculous. And the polls show it. I don't know, I just somebody told me something I haven't really checked out yet. But apparently in New York, when in the primary, a socialist candidate won. You know, the bad part about this is they don't really understand truly what that is. This was an AOC-backed candidate, New York Democrat. And she celebrates a primary victory by declaring socialism wins. It was sad. Just sad they really don't understand. Griffin Gonzalez, a tech worker whose campaign for the New York State Senate was backed by the Democrat Socialists of America, led by AOC, she made a declaration of cheering supporters on Tuesday after winning her primary election. She said, "I know we're saving speeches for a little later, but today we really proved that socialism wins." Really? How is that? "Now, we're not going to go anywhere. We'll not stop until we see a socialist slate across the city." Yeah, because that always works out so well. "We really proved that socialism wins. We're not going to go anywhere. We're going to pull a slate together, and we're going to make this happen." You know, this is why I've always said to you guys over the years, I have no sympathy for these people. The problem is that it gets in our way. Like, I'll have no sympathy for the New York City people out there screaming about what's going on there. Who did you elect? Right? Rudy Giuliani cleaned that city up, but you still hate Republicans. Go figure. You bring in two far left-wing Democrats, far, far, far left-wing, and the city turns into a crap hole for all intents and purposes, and you can't figure out why. She goes on to say, this is great, she's running, right? She goes on to say that she'll cancel student debt, she'll make sure everybody has free health care, she'll take more aggressive action on climate, she'll build a green New York City, she's going to have good cause rent protection, makes it harder for landlords to evict tenants, make sure the neighborhoods stay working class and diverse. She goes on to say, "We need to tax the rich to finally invest in public housing. Build hundreds of thousands of new affordable green homes to solve the housing crisis." We did that. They were called projects in the 70s. She was part of a final interim class in the Obama administration as a former staffer for Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Right? She's running on a platform of queer liberation. She says, "Trans and queer rights are under attack, with our black and brown siblings disproportionately affected. These attacks overwhelmingly focus on youth and schools." You know, they throw these forms out there. They throw these lines out there with no proof behind it. Absolutely nothing. Well, people, you want socialists? You vote these people in? Good luck to you. Hope you got the money to handle it. Joe's your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Want you back here with me tomorrow.